Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week here on ESPN Radio 101.7 and the team. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 the team. Hey, Ryan Blaney wins his first Monster Energy Cup race. The iconic number 21 and legendary Wood Brothers return to Winner's Circle. Bob Pockris with ESPN.com is going to join the show from Michigan a little bit later. The Father's Day car show returns to Sagebrush Church. You can win a 1968 silver on black Chevelle Resto Mod. They're going to be actually giving that away on Sunday, so you can get out there, buy a ticket, and win. Tom Potts is going to join the show with all the details, so you don't have to write it down. Just stay tuned. The Mopar Fest rolls into Rio Rancho this weekend. Local meteorologist Eric Green is going to join the show live there. I'm sure we're going to have to find out whether there's some clouds, but also, I mean, he's a Mopar guy, and so love to have another Mopar guy getting involved in the show. So that's some of the stuff that's coming up a little later, but want to start with a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Of course, you know, when I think about racing, most of my racing stories involve my, you know, me and my dad, and whether it was going to the track and watching my pops race, or later him encouraging me from the pits, and you know, maybe sometimes getting on me, you know, because I'm not driving fast enough. Because, you know, some of the typical stories were always, hey, you know, the race wasn't run in, you know, in qualifying, and then it's like, hey, let's put it on the trailer without it getting torn up. But fathers and sons stories, grandfathers, grandson stories, and, of course, fathers and daughters, because, you know, don't want to include the daughters out there in racing. You know, they got role models, you know, whether it's, you know, Janet Guthrie or even, you know, following Danica Patrick. Now, we are going to talk a little bit about some of Danica's comments about signing, you know, signing stuff for fans a little bit later. So you can rest assured you can, you know, comment on that coming up a little bit later. But some of my earliest memories, of course, you know, you always kind of, you know, start to follow certain drivers, you know, sometimes because you, you know, either he comes from your hometown, you know, like Al Unser Jr., you know, is always following the Unsers. And of course, you know, being able to meet Jr., have him on the show, was some of my, you know, favorite memories. But my dad, you know, growing up would always talk about, you know, Mark Donahue. And the other day, I had heard that, you know, Brad Keselowski, because there's some talks about whether he's going to jump teams, whether he's going to go to Hendrix or not. But one of the goals that he has, he wants to stay at Penske long enough to take down Mark Donahue's all-time victories. Now, those of you that are older and remember Mark Donahue, of course, that guy could drive anything, you know, whether it was road racing, circle track racing, anything. Absolutely phenomenal, and you know, another big time loss. But looking back at all the, you know, the photos over time, you know, all the different cars and, you know, stuff that, you know, came around our house, you know, standing on the trailer watching, you know, my dad race in SCCA. And you know what's funny about that? I remember all of those memories, but I never remember whether we won or lost. You know, so that, you know, that's what it comes down to, is kind of the, you know, the family, you know, thing. Of course, you know, the road trips, and, you know, my first car memory, of course, you know, involves my dad in a 63 Candy Apple Red, you know, a split window Corvette, you know, that was in the garage. So make sure, you know, this weekend, you know, spend a little time with your pops, you know, thank him for all the, you know, all the things that he did. But I hope you enjoy some racing, of course, this weekend, too. Dodd Colada is currently number one in Top Fuel qualifier last night in the 17th annual NHRA Thunder Valley Nationals at Bristol. Now, Bristol, of course, is a legendary track when it comes to circle track. But when it comes to drag racing, it's also absolutely amazing. What's amazing is there's the mountains right there. That's why they call it Thunder Valley, is because all of the sound echoes off of there. Tom Wilkerson's leading a funny car. Jed Coughlin Jr. in Pro Stock. They also have the provisional qualifiers. in the 11th of 24 events in 2017 NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing schedule. Colada piloted his Mack Tools dragster to 3.781 pass at 326.71 during the second round of qualifying. This is the only track on the current NHRA Mellow Yellow Series where he does not have a number one qualifier. Wilkerson powered his Shelby Mustang to a 3.895 at 328.22 to take the lead in funny car class. It's been over a year since Wilkerson scored his number one qualifier. That came last year at the Spring Nationals. Coughlin Jr. currently holds the Pro Stock top spot after running a 6.694 at 204.85 in his Jegs.com Chevy Camaro. Okay, drag racing, of course, don't have anything going on today, but next Saturday there is a Yearwood Take It to Street to Strip. They changed the name, actually, this year. It's one of those things, I guess I'll send them a dollar for that. But I talked to Jim Costa yesterday by text. He's continuing to improve. He's looking forward to, you know, getting back at the shop full time. He has still been going out there after he's recovering from the injuries that he had at the track. But mark your calendars for this. One of the biggest shows that they do out at Albuquerque Dragway on Friday the 30th and Saturday, July 1st, the Firecracker Nationals are coming back to the ABQ Dragway. The Western Fuel Altered and the Real Outlaw Door Slammers plus Jet Cars are going to race for a $1,000 combo race. So you want to make sure you check it out. The Western Fuel Altered, absolutely amazing. Of course, having the Door Slammers is always a good show. Make sure you mark your calendars for that to at least go to one day. And I don't know if you go to Friday, I don't know how you can't come back Saturday. Whenever you talk about drag racing, of course, you always think about Yearwood Performance. And since 1968, they've been getting it done, giving you the knowledge you need on the track and the street, what to use, how to use it. They've got, you know, all kinds of parts in there. And more importantly, they have the expertise. Whether you go to the east side, see Jim on the east side, or you go over and see Ted on the west side. Of course, everybody knows Yearwood, knows Ted. I mean, that guy knows a lot of stuff. So you get the right parts. So remember, buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. I tried to go to France this morning. That's right, France. I wanted to get a report from the 24 Hours of Le Mans. Didn't get it put together, but we do have a new connection over at IMSA. And so we're going to be talking a little bit more road racing through the summer. But the big daddy of them all, the 24 Hour Le Mans, is going to get started this weekend. After losing to Porsche on the final lap last year, Toyota is back in force in the 24 Hours of Le Mans with super fast cars. Chasing a first victory at the endurance race, Toyota dominated qualifying, breaking the lap record time of 3 minutes, 14.791 seconds. Now, what I love about that is, you know, it's like, wow, that sounds slow. I mean, we're used to talking about, you know, 12, 13 seconds on these ovals. I mean, this track, of course, is absolutely huge. Huge, impressive performance, more than 2 seconds faster than the previous record. Porsche defended its title in a dramatic fashion last year after Toyota relinquished the lead minutes from the end. Toyota was poised to clinch its first Le Mans victory, but lost power and had to halt in the pits with 5 minutes left, allowing Porsche to grab the victory. Will Power was trying to figure out how to hold off Scott Dixon for the lead as the two went side-by-side in the closing laps of the IndyCar race at Texas. Instead, Dixon got taken out in one lap crash at the end of a wild race at the repaved and reconfigured 1.5 mile in Texas, and Power won under caution. Only 8 of the 22 cars actually crossed the finish line to finish that race last Saturday night. Power, who led 180 of 248 laps, was the leader when Dixon got wrecked by Takuma Sato and finished ahead of Tony Kanaan, who the other drivers had at least one owner blamed for the big crash after earlier that led to a nearly 31-minute red flag race. Power's 31st victory and 2nd of the season. Scott Dixon still holds the point lead over Simon Pagenaud, Takuma Sato, Helio Castroneves, and Will Power round out the top 5. Kyle Larson and Martin Truex were neck and neck at the top of the NASCAR Cup standings. Now they're going to start at the front row of Sunday's Michigan race at Michigan International Speedway. Larson won the pole Friday and Truex qualified second. Another impressive showing for the duo that has been so consistently strong this season. Truex is a first in the standing, 1 point ahead of Larson. Everybody else is over 100 points back. Of course, that doesn't factor in. That's straight points. It doesn't factor in victories. Johnson's leading in victories with three. Larson also had the fastest car in practice Friday, and he won the track last August after finishing third in June. Larson won his second pole of the season, third of his career. This will be his fourth chance to start from the pole this year, but two of them came when qualifying was called off because of weather, and that was because of the provisional on points. Larson posted a 202.156 miles per hour in his number 42 Chevy. Truex is the first in point standing despite being without a pole this year. He started second in the past two races at Pocono and Dover and earlier in the season at Las Vegas. Clint Bowyer was third in qualifying, followed by Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Ryan Blaney, last week's winner. All right, so on the other side, we're going to be joined by Bob Pockris live from Michigan, and we're going to break down some of the top stories, including comments from Danica Patrick this week. Tune in, find out what we're going to talk about. This is the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Ryan Blaney, driver number 21, Motorcraft Quick Lane Ford Fusion for the Wood Brothers. You are listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team.
Albuquerque Trikeway's 2017 season is off to a fast start. At Gearwood Performance's Street to Strip, you can bring your car out for street legal drags and test and tune time trails for only $20. With over 50 events, including two all-out call-outs and thrilling side-by-side action through November. Go to abqdragway.com for a 2017 schedule now. Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Top Comp, Super Pro, Pro, Sportsmen's and Junior Dragsters. The 2017 season is underway. Don't miss a single minute. abqdragway.com. See you there. abqdragway.com.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. Sports on huge screens, scratch food, and ice-cold beer on tap. Try the appetizing shareables like the double-stack nachos and bacon jam sliders. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers like Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. And there is never a bad seat in the house. With 360 degrees of HDTV screens, Twin Peaks is the perfect place for any sports fan. Head for higher ground, head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Stop by San Felipe Casino every Sunday at 2, 4, and 6 p.m. for your chance to win up to $1,000 in cash. During a special drawing at 8 p.m. on June 25th, one lucky winner will win a brand new 2017 Jeep Renegade, courtesy of Mark's Casa Jeep. Hot seat cash drawings are Fridays from 7 to 10 p.m. for a chance to win up to $300. 4, 11, 18, and 25 times point multiplier days are back. Some exceptions apply. Jeep giveaway dates are here at San Felipe Casino, I-25, exit 252.
So when Car Crafter says like it never happened, what does it mean?
Well, it's kind of like instant replay in sports.
So, my team just fumbled in the fourth quarter, replay, like it never happened.
Yeah, I suppose.
Opposing team scores, my team loses. Wait, replay, no goal, like it never happened.
Well, I don't know about that.
I need to take my wrecked car to Car Crafters.
Now there is something they can make like it never happened.
Car Crafter, it's like it never.
CST Solar, your SunPower Elite dealer, can help you save more than 50% on your electric bill. CST Solar offers the industry's best solar panels along with an unbeatable warranty. Call CST Solar today for superior local service. 792-6359.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
Real Estate has a new home at the Albuquerque Journal. Homestyle is a weekly magazine featuring all things real estate. Visit abqjournal.com/homestyle to see every open house every day. Take Homestyle with you when pursuing open houses so you have every open house listing at your fingertips. Learn about local builders and real estate companies to find the right fit for your needs. Pick up this week's copy in the Friday Journal. Homestyle, helping you find home.
Hi, this is Bob Pockris of ESPN.com. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio Albuquerque, 101.7, The Team.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. All right, we're going live to Michigan International Speedway, and joining us is Bob Pockris with ESPN.com. How are you doing this morning, Bob?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So I first got to ask you about last week's race at Pocono and Ryan Blaney getting his first victory. How popular a victory was that, seeing the Wood brothers make it back to Winner's Circle, the iconic number 21, and, of course, Ryan Blaney, one of the young guns, getting it done?
Well, I think when you see any team that hasn't won in more than 6 years win a race, a lot of people are going to be happy. And then you add to that the more than 60-year history of the Wood brothers, and that's going to make a lot of people happy, you know, a lot of old-school fans and a lot of new-school fans. You're probably happy to see that. And, you know, when you see a guy like Ryan Blaney, you know, he's been racing in Cup the last couple of years. He's been doing well. So, you know, I think people look at that and say, wow, he's kind of paid his dues. And then the fact that he was able to hold off, two of the best in the business, Kyle Busch and Kevin Harvick there at the end, you know, makes no question that, on whether he earned it or not. So it was a popular victory because, you know, it was a guy with talent that earned the victory, for a team that some people have been rooting for their entire lives.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that he has, you know, such a heritage. It was kind of neat to see the role reversal of, him interviewing Brad Keselowski, for his victory at the Xfinity race. And then, Brad turning around and being able to interview him in victory lane. A lot of talk this week, actually, about Brad Keselowski and the contract. He's trying to kind of keep it down. What are your thoughts? I mean, is there a chance we could see him jump to Hendrick, or are you getting a feeling that that Penske and Keselowski are going to get that contract done?
I mean, there's always a chance, right, until the ink is dry and everybody's smiling and says that's what they're going to do. But you know, for Brad to leave Penske, he'd be leaving a team that he's done very well with. He would also potentially, if he has to leave Ford, you know, be leaving a group that has supported him some on the truck side. So, you know, this is the way negotiations are. You know, Brad, you know, knows that there's some rides open. He probably, you know, wants as much support from Ford that he can get for his truck team, considering how much Toyota puts into Kyle Busch Motorsports. So, you know, it's one of those things where you know, Brad is probably, you know, it's probably just some tough negotiating going on. I would expect that Brad stays at Penske. You know, I would say that's probably 85%, if you want to try to put a percentage on it.
Yep.
I'd be surprised but not shocked if he left for somewhere else. You know, Brad, you know, being a Michigan guy driving for Roger Penske, you know, I don't know where the grass would be greener.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Jimmy Johnson contract extension through 2020. That helps kind of strengthen the situation there. How far are we away from getting Chad Knaus in on that extension as well?
Well, I wrote a story on ESPN.com about Jimmy's extension, and Jimmy said that he's got to try to convince Chad to stay that much longer with him. Chad's deal goes through 2018. Talked to Chad yesterday, and Chad said, you know, the future isn't set in stone, but it looks pretty good. So we'll see. Chad has always said that he's not sure he really wants a crew chief past 50 years old. He turns 46 in a couple of months. So he still has that time. And I think you'll see them together, at least through 28 or through 2020, which is where Jimmy's deal currently ends. And like, look, Jimmy says keeping the door open for racing beyond 2020. He says he still loves to race. It'll be interesting to see as his children get older, whether he'll still have that desire to want to be on the road 38 weekends a year come 2020.
How bizarre would it be after all this time for that dynamic duo and, of course, Lowe's on the car, probably the longest reigning relationship between a crew chief and a driver. If Knaus decided, hey, I don't want to do it anymore. And, you know, I mean, it, like you said, it's grueling. I mean, it's probably more grueling for Knaus even than Jimmy Johnson as far as, you know, being back and dealing with the crew and all the other things, that it just never stops. But how odd would that be in 2019 for all of a sudden Jimmy Johnson have another crew chief?
It would. Man, I'd hate to be the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Chad Knaus. I mean, how? What would you have to win 10 races and win the championship to prove that you were just as good? Here are a couple of things. I think first off, I don't think that'll happen. I think Chad would remain with Jimmy. Second, I think people would find out that Jimmy Johnson's a hell of a race car driver if they don't think he is already.
Right.
Now, granted, Jimmy's skills at 43. Might not be what they were at 33, but let me tell you something. That Jimmy often, he is a great driver as far as when you look at car control, and sometimes he makes it look so easy that you think it's just car, but it really is Jimmy. And his off-road experience has really benefited him with the way he wants a car set up, the way he likes a car. You know, look. He spun this morning at Michigan in practice, went through the grass, not enough damage for a backup car, but you know, he's driving that car on the edge all the time. And I wouldn't say that if he had a new crew chief that he'd have the exact same request or same success as Chad Knaus, but I don't think it would be a bad thing for him either. I think he would still win races and be content for a title.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Comments from Danica Patrick this week following, you know, Pocono about it's not her job to sign autographs. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, here's the thing. As far as, like, if anybody's been to races or they see stuff on TV of the driver's meeting, they know that there's, like, that most tracks have a big red carpet and fans line up. And, you know, as drivers walk into the meeting. And I would rank Danica probably somewhere between 6th and 15th. In the field, as far as, like, you know, how often she signs autographs and how many autographs she signs on that red carpet, you know, I wouldn't say that she's the greatest, but I certainly wouldn't say that she's one of those who's so focused that that she ignores everyone. It's certainly, she shouldn't have gone over and confronted the fans. It certainly wasn't a good thing to say. Somebody should have reminded Danica that, you know, she's in Pocono. You're somewhat near Philadelphia. You know, they boo everybody. Right? I mean,
yeah.
You know.
They threw batteries at Santa.
Sometimes they boo you when they love you, you know. So,
yeah.
So she shouldn't have had her feelings hurt being booed at Pocono of all places.
Yeah, I totally agree. Tough spot. Plus, I think that just shows that, you know, just how much passion that they have. They are working hard. You know, I mean, it's probably tough to, you know, finish week after week. I mean, she has one, you know, top 10 finish, you know, this season. And, I mean, and working super, super hard. And it's probably just one of those things that, would have been better maybe to just take a moment before.
No, she took happened. A moment.
Yeah, well, the wrong moment. All right, with 10 different winners this season, and that not including Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and of course, you know, Chase Elliott. Everybody's talking about not having a victory yet, and Joey Logano's not really counting. Is there a chance we could see 16 different drivers qualify for the playoffs?
It's possible. I still think he'll have a couple, about two or three on points. It does bring up that possibility. I think that the reason that you would say you could have 16 drivers, I think, is because you have Sonoma, you have Daytona, you have Watkins Glen. You know, those are kind of three wild cards, right? That you say, like, well, you know, those open up the field to some drivers who aren't necessarily knocking on the door. Of all the drivers who you would say, like, should have won this year or could have won this year, you know, of those who haven't, really, I'd only say, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick too.
Yeah.
So really Busch and Harvick to me are really the only two who you could say was knocking on the door for a win and hasn't won. But then again, you know, if you asked me a week ago if Ryan Blaney was knocking on the door, I would say he wasn't. So, I think it'll be interesting to see exactly how many winners and where the pressure is on.
Awesome. Hey, Bob, thank you for joining the show this morning and, try and stay dry out there in Michigan.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's Bob Pockrish. Check him out on ESPN.com. Right now he's doing a lot of social media stuff too. If you go to ESPN.com, you can check out, he's getting a lot of video as well, from the driver's meetings. All right. Coming up, we're going to tell you how you can win a 1968 Chevelle Restro Mod this weekend. You've been listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. This is Darrell Waltrip, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This Saturday is New Mexico Soccer History Night with the Albuquerque Soul honoring the Asylum, Geckos, Gunners, Outlaws, and the Chilis. The UNM Soccer Stadium is the site. 7:30 p.m. is the game time. The Colorado Rapids are the opponent.
This is Luke Lawrence. I play forward for the Albuquerque Soul. Come out loud and proud and cheer on the Soul.
Celebrate New Mexico's rich soccer history and send the Rapids back to Colorado with a loss. Tickets available at abqsoulfc.com.
Let's go Soul!
Whether you're a Lobo, Husky, or Bulldog, for over 40 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been helping families care for their pets. Clark's reminds you that the temperature in your car may be as much as 20 degrees more than outside. 85 degrees outside could reach 102 to 120. Don't leave your pets in the car. Locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs. 11200 Manal Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Clark's Pet Emporium will be your pet's favorite weekly stop. ClarksPets.com.
Sheila and Walter Wooten retired from California to a ranch in Pine Hill, New Mexico. After years of severe pain, Sheila was ready for a new knee, but she was anxious about surgery in a new community. Our Total Joint team was ready to help. When she left the hospital, she still needed care, and since the ranch was over 3 hours away, we found a local hotel and sent physical therapists to her room. Soon, Sheila was cleared for home, ready to embrace life on the ranch.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides. With monthly full-color features, such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Boleyn, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
Every sports bar has TVs, but not everyone has great food. Gecko's Bar and Tapas has been voted Albuquerque's best bar food and best appetizers by the Alibi. Enjoy MLB baseball games all week long on 11 HD TVs. And follow MLS soccer with award-winning food and dog-friendly patios at both locations. Happy hour 4 to 7 every day at Gecko's Bar and Tapas. Two locations, Knob Hill on Central and Academy East of San Mateo.
Napa know-how.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Calling all dads. The Golf Mart knows what you really want for Father's Day. New golf gear. Pick up the Bushnell Tour V4 Shift, Pro X2, or the Neo Ion GPS watch. Now each $50 off. And score two dozen Wilson Duo golf balls for just $30. Try the hottest drivers on the market, like the TaylorMade M1 and M2, or the Callaway Epic. Hard to shop for dad? Gift cards are available in any amount. And if your gift isn't up to par, you'll have 90 days to exchange it. The Golf Mart's got your dad covered. The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Driveway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7. One of the biggest car shows of the year is actually the Father's Day car show over at Sagebrush Church. And the last couple of years, they've been doing a raffle to raise money for their pit stop program, which helps people that don't have financial means get their cars fixed, keep them on the roads, and keep their jobs and everything else. But this year, the raffle car is a 1968 silver on black Chevelle Restromod. And joining this morning for the show this morning is Tom Potts. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I know you're getting ready to head out to the car show. It's always a big one. But let's talk a little bit about that Restromod that people have an opportunity to win.
It's beautiful. It's a 1968 Chevy Chevelle. It's got a 327 with an automatic transmission behind it, four-barrel carburetor. Just a really clean, really good-looking car.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. And if you can go on the website, we'll give you the information in just a second. Check it out. Or better yet, come out to the show. We had it a couple of weeks out at the Barley Room show. It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's a good fit. It's not, a lot of times those restro mods, they get so different. But this thing still has the classic lines and everything. And I'm sure you would love having it in your driveway or in your garage. But talk a little bit about, the pit stop. I mean, that's what this is all about, is to help raise money for people that, don't have the money to get their cars fixed. But talk a little bit about your involvement in that.
Yeah, we meet the third Saturday of every month and work on vehicles for people that don't have the financial means to take it to a auto repair shop and get it fixed. We donate our labor, the church donates parts, and we just go out there and work on a bunch of cars in the parking lot and do good deeds for people that need a little bit of help.
So, are you guys need some more help? You need some parts or anything that, like, say, if somebody was listening and they wanted to get involved, how would they just come out on the third Saturday?
Yeah, we tell people just show up. You don't have to be a mechanic or have mechanical skills. We have teams that do oil changes all the way up to other people that help guide you do the repairs and make sure, you can learn something along the way as well while you're doing a good deed. So we are always looking for more people. We service anywhere from 50 to 150 cars in a 4 to 6 hour period. So we need the more hands we can get, the better.
And so, how many cars maybe a month do you guys work on?
It's hard to say. Some weeks or some months are a little bit slower than others, but usually when we get there, they already have a line full of people. It's a first-come, first-served basis on getting your car repaired. And so we have people that line up pretty early to make sure that they can get a spot and get their vehicle taken care of.
What kind of smiles and hugs do you get after that?
Oh, that's probably the best part about it, is when people come up to you and just thank you for getting them taken care of for something that they wouldn't be able to get done otherwise and keep their vehicles on the road safely. We're doing brakes and stuff like that. We want these people to be safe out there, and we want them to be safe when they're transporting their kids and their family members as well.
That's phenomenal. So tell us a little bit about your business. I'm a TKS Auto.
Guys over on Jefferson, south of Paseo. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, we're there Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. We do repairs on almost every make and model. We do almost every type of repair as well, from simple oil changes to engine installs and rebuilds and stuff like that. We can take care of alignments. We pretty much do everything in-house. We don't have to send out very much work at all.
How long have you guys been there?
We've been at that location about 3.5 years, and we've been in business almost 7 years. It'll be 7 years in August.
Wow. What kind of got you involved in that? Have you always been a car guy, loved to tinker and decided to, you know, kind of do your own thing?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I have a younger sister who's about 4 years younger than me, and I got in quite a bit of trouble for taking apart her walker as a young kid. My mom came home, and her walker was in a bunch of pieces, and I could figure out how to get it taken apart, but I couldn't figure out how to get it put back together.
That's fantastic, because getting it back together is way more important than taking it apart. As a matter of fact, my wife doesn't let me work on our cars. I mean, she's like, well, you can drive, but you sure can't work on them, so I don't know what the... I don't know what the problem is there. And, of course, a family business, you guys are all involved. I mean, that probably has its added rewards is to be able to work with your family.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a smaller shop. You know, we know who we have working for us. We know we all have the same passion. We want to get the customer taken care of and get their vehicles taken care of and do that at a fair price.
Yeah, and so you guys are also a Napa Auto Care Center. What does Napa bring to the table that helps you actually meet your goals?
We have a really good partnership with Napa. We not only get all of our parts from them, but we can also offer a nationwide warranty to our customers. If you're out traveling and you have an issue with the repair that we did, you call an 800 number, they'll direct you to another Napa Auto Care Center wherever you're located, and they'll help you out with the warranty. So you get the peace of mind that you get this nationwide warranty if you happen to move after we do some repairs for you, or if you're out traveling and happen to have some issues. There's a lot of people that are willing to really help you and get you back on the road as quickly as possible.
Well, and I have to think, you know, next to a dentist, you know, going to the mechanics, probably one of those stressful situations for people, because, you know, they're always afraid, oh, they're going to find a cavity, or they're, you know, they're going to find something that needs to be replaced. But you guys have a great opportunity with some credit that you can offer people so they can have the peace of mind to get their repairs done and then pay it out over time. Talk a little bit about the opportunities that are available that way.
Right. We do offer what they call the Napa Easy Pay program. Any repair over $300 can get you interest-free financing for 6 months. There is a credit application that has to be filled out, and it is done through Synchrony Bank, but it does give you that option to pay it off over and do it in payments instead of having to pay for everything all at once.
Other than, of course, the car show out at Sagebrush, you got any special Father's Day plans or anything?
No, basically going to be out there all weekend helping the church and just giving back to the community.
So what do you think of Cars 3? Have you heard anything about it? Are you guys looking forward to go see it?
My kids are super excited about it. We saw a preview the other night, and of course they wanted to go to the midnight showing. So I'm sure we'll be seeing that here pretty quick.
That's fantastic. They even want to go out in the middle of the night and see it. That's a lot of excitement. Tell us where TKS is located.
So we're on Jefferson, just north of Ellison. We're on the west side of the street.
How else can they reach you? On Facebook, you guys on email, or on the web?
We are on Facebook. We also have a website, tksautomotive.com, and you can find out our location, hours. We have a bunch of good information on there for you.
That's fantastic. How about the information on the raffle car at Sagebrush?
Yeah, you can go to the Sagebrush website. It's sagebrush.church. And you can get some information on there. The online sales have closed, so the only way to purchase a raffle ticket at this point is to come out to the show. We'll be there from 3 to 9 today, 9 to 3 tomorrow, and the raffle is actually done tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Awesome. So you could go out, you could buy a ticket today or tomorrow, and you might take a car home on Father's Day. What an ultimate gift that would be.
That would be awesome. Just get there early. We only have about 450 tickets left to sell.
Okay.
And once they're gone, we're not printing anymore. So
see, now that's the way to do it. You know, and it's not like wide open, you know, or anything. I mean, there's a definite goal, how much you want to raise, and boom, you set it. And somebody's going to be super happy tomorrow. Hey, Tom, I really appreciate you coming out on Saturday morning, and we'll come by and check you out over at the Sagebrush Car Show this weekend.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and hopefully we'll see you out at the car show.
Absolutely. All right, we got a whole lot more coming up, including here in Rio Rancho this weekend is the Mopar Fest, and joining us is local meteorologist Eric Green. And so I'm sure first we're going to ask him how the weather is, but all you got to do is look out your window. Typical, beautiful New Mexico weather. Got a whole lot more coming up. Don't turn your dial on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque, 101.7 The Team. On
since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Got auto plumbing problems? They have all the hoses and fittings you need. Yearwood is also the home for the car capsule. Yearwood Performance, New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Now, for a limited time, Yearwood is open Sundays on the west side, 9674 Eagle Ranch Road. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Every Wednesday in June at Route 66, you could win up to $1,000 in free play or a brand new Mazda MX-5. Earn 100 same-day points 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and swipe to win only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
What does it take to become a winner? You need speed, skill, a team that's got your back, and a whole lot of know-how. That's Napa Know-How.
The car shopping and buying experience can be so stressful at most car dealerships. They start at list price or asking price, and then they ask you, well, what do you want to pay? Let the games and the pain begin. That's why at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque, we do it the way you want to do it with no games or gimmicks. You get our low employee pricing up front without having to ask for it. That's right. You pay what we pay on virtually every new Toyota model in stock. Our customers tell us they love this time and money-saving process that's so different than the other dealerships. Come visit us or online at toyotaabq.com and see for yourself why we are the smart choice dealer for all of your transportation needs for sales, service, and parts. So, get our low employee pricing up front and a great car shopping experience only at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your smart choice dealer.
Drop the kids off at school, hurry to a meeting, run afternoon errands, return to school, and then back home. Your days are way too busy to have to worry about your tires. Let JJ's Premier Tire handle those worries. With innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires on your vehicle, you'll get through your day with confidence and then maybe some me time. Bridgestone and Firestone tires available at locally owned and operated JJ's Premier Tire and Services, located at 7340 San Antonio Drive Northeast. Call 821-5771 or visit PremierTire1.com.
Transform the appearance of your home with new stucco from Dreamstyle Stucco, 1460 Renaissance Boulevard. Act now and get $500 off MSRP, plus 12 months, no money down, no payments, no interest. Dreamstyle Stucco offers traditional stucco or high-quality synthetic stucco, which repels water, resists dirt, and offers superior color consistency. Don't wait. Replace your damaged, dated stucco with Dreamstyle Stucco, 1460 Renaissance across from Sam's Club. Call 248-2488.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Quick programming note coming up on deck at 9 a.m. FM Sports Saturday, 10 a.m. you got the Henry T. Show, 2 p.m. Major League Baseball, we got Dodgers versus the Reds, 6 p.m. we're going to have Red Sox versus the Astros. And I tell you, Astros are playing great. It's good to see Bregman doing so well with that. Sunday, Dodgers versus Reds at 11 a.m., and of course we'll have another at 6 p.m. we'll have Reds versus the Astros. So if you want to know all the cool stuff that's going on around town, you want to definitely pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine. It's New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine. It's got all kinds of great features in there, a complete listing of all the New Mexico car clubs, which, believe it or not, there are over 70. That's 70 car clubs in New Mexico. You can pick up a free copy at any Napa store here in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Belen, Los Lunas. You can grab them down in Socorro. But statewide distribution, contributing columns such as Showtime, the Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Carl. Pick one up today and find out when New Mexico Rods and Rides has been a local favorite for now, like over 7 years. Absolutely amazing. All right, going on. One of those shows that's going on is the Mopar Fest here in Rio Rancho. And joining us this morning is Eric Green. How you doing this morning, Eric?
Hey, David. Doing well out here with a couple of New Mexico's car clubs, the New Mexico Challenger Car Club, and, of course, the Mopar Club is represented well out here.
Well, I have to start off by asking you, how's the weather?
Very nice right now. You know, it must be 75 degrees. It's super comfy. I'm actually sitting in the shade, but we know it's going to crank up and probably hit about 100 this afternoon. So lots of bottled water out here. I've sunscreened up once already, and we'll probably do it a couple more times.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you know, KOAT, meteorologists. I mean, how excited do you get every morning to get up and see what's going on with the weather and get on the air and share that with people?
I have the best job, and I have to remind myself sometimes of that when I'm waking up early at 2:15
right.
in the morning, but it's a ton of fun. The weather's never exactly the same twice, so there's always new stuff to check and track, and being able to work with Todd and Marissa in the morning every day, two super fun people. They're a couple of my bestest friends here in New Mexico, so we have a good time. We laugh all morning long. We have a lot of fun in the commercial breaks. Some days the news is serious, obviously, but It's a fun job to be able to do, and for the most part, it's a great story to tell every day. Our weather's so nice all the time here in New Mexico.
And I've always wanted to ask a meteorologist, do you get bummed out when the weather is good, and you get excited when you see a big storm coming? I mean, as car guys, you know, I mean, you look at a hot car and you're like, oh man, that would be, I'd love to try and drive that and stuff. And I always look for things that are different.
There is something to that for sure. Weather systems are waves, and we track the wave pattern. And when the big ones are coming, it is something to build up and ramp up for. As long as it doesn't get too bad, you know. We had that storm just about a month ago that threw down the tornado in Santa Fe, and you don't want to see things like that. But the monsoon season, when the weather gets a bit more active, but is typically not severe, is probably my most favorite time of year. Because it is fun to track the storms during the afternoon, and we get the downpours, and then by the end of the day, everything settles, and it's usually A-okay.
That's awesome. All right, so let's get to talking cars, because that's our other passion. Talk a little bit about. I mean, you're a Mopar guy. How did that come about? I mean, you could have, you could have gone with, Chevy or Ford, and
sure.
You were a Mopar. What was your thoughts there?
I guess it's a little bit of my father's influence, and we can all probably trace our car heritage back to what we were exposed to growing up. My dad is a GM guy as much as he's a Mopar guy, but he owns some old Mopars, a Charger RT back in the day, back when it was brand new, and did some racing with it. He always talked fondly of those, and he took me to the drags. I grew up in Minnesota, and he would take me to BIR once a summer for the muscle car shootout. And I remember loving the Mopars, just the flamboyant styling, the colors, and they always, the ones I watched ran the best. Typically, there were Mopars winning races. And so that made me affiliate with the brand. And I guess as I went through college and got my first job and finally had enough money to buy a new car, it was 2006. And the SRT8 vehicles had just been introduced. And so I was kind of looking at the new Chrysler 300s and Chargers, and there was a Charger SRT8 on the showroom floor. And I was like, man, this is just like, I feel like I'm living in the past here with this legit muscle car here for sale at the dealership. And so, I ended up actually buying a Chrysler SRT8 back in 06 as my first brand new car, and have kind of stuck with Mopars and SRT vehicles since then. I love Chevys though. I like Camaros, Corvettes. I like Mustangs. Don't get me wrong. I like them all, but I think I just like Dodges the best, and they're great family rigs too. My Challenger, I have a baby seat in the back. You can't get a rear, you can't get a rear facing baby seat in a Mustang or a Camaro. You just can't. And I did with my Challenger, and now I have a front seat, front facing big baby seat in my car. So, it has allowed me to be able to do that.
That's absolutely fantastic. What do you think of the Demon? Are you going to have to go get yourself one of those?
Man, who doesn't want one of those? Pretty special, but, it will be interesting to see how the Demon holds up, in history. If they truly only do build it for 1 year and only make 3,000 units, it has the potential to be a big time collectible. We probably won't see one here in New Mexico until the end of the year or even next spring because, you know, they'll hit the big East Coast dealerships, I believe, starting this fall, and it takes a while to trickle its way back to us. But I would love to have one. I think they're 86,000 to start brand new. And, you know, there will be a dealer-adjusted markup, so it's probably a six-figure car. That's a lot of weather casts. That's a little out of my price range.
Yeah, I hear you, but maybe you can pick up some sponsorship on that, right? You know,
I'd love to have one. It will be on the to-do list, you know, as a life goal, get a Demon someday. I'll keep my eyes on them for sure, you know. Okay. The good news is we live in great times. I mean, they have been making really, really nice muscle cars for about 10 years. And the used car market is so fun. There's a lot of great stuff between 15 and 30,000. A lot of high horsepower cars out on the market right now. So we are truly living in another age of another muscle car era.
I totally agree with that. I did want to say, what's your thoughts of like living in New Mexico with this dry climate and all the older cars that don't have rust versus Minnesota?
That's
probably part of it.
I constantly am, when I'm riding around, my head is always on a pivot. I always like, if there's open garages, I'm always peeking in, you know, driving around town. There's so many great old cars here, so many old cars parked in the country. And I always, as I'm driving by or my wife is driving on the highway, just scanning the old cars, you know, back behind houses and things like that. There's a lot of great project cars. This is a car friendly state. I've kind of picked up that vibe since I've moved here that people love their cars. People like driving fast. It's a fun state for that. So
what do you think of this Cars 3 movie coming out? Are you looking forward to seeing that, taking the family?
I am. My son Gus is three and a half, and he has seen the trailer a couple of times and is very fired up about it. So it is something that I'm going to be doing here this summer for sure.
That's fantastic. Hey, how would the listeners connect with you?
Well, you know, we're always available online through our social media, Facebook, Twitter. Eric Green, KOAT, is my Facebook page, and you can follow me there, like my Facebook page. egreen@hearst.com is my email. I do my best to always answer anything that comes in. And you can always call me at the office as well. So not that hard to find, and we're really accessible online. That's kind of, it seems like where we need to always maintain a big presence as a news media business. That's where a lot of people just live nowadays is online and on their phone. So we're trying to connect there as well.
That's fantastic. Hey, Eric, really appreciate you coming on this morning.
Thank you, David. It was a pleasure. Hey, give me a call back sometime. I'd love to check in again some morning.
Okay, that's fantastic. All right. That was Eric Green. You can check him out weekday mornings on KOAT Channel 7. Giving you everything you need to know about the weather. And I was going to ask him sometime, weathermen have batting averages, you know, because sometimes those guys are completely wrong. You know, I mean, it's absolutely terrible. So I wonder what his batting average is. All right, well, make sure you tune in next Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We'll have another show. I want to thank Kelly and Adam for coming in. And, of course, we got a new rookie in-house, Brooklyn, so be hearing more about her. But tune in next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Have a great Father's Day.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report presented by Napa Auto Parts, Your Wood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us again next week where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
...1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.